Kia ora, ko Katie Scotcher aho, ane te pūrongo tōrangapū mō tēnei wiki. Welcome to Focus on Politics.
I, Samuel Julian Uffendale, solemnly, sincerely, and truly declare and affirm.
Just 7 days after being sworn in as the MP for Tauranga, Sam Uffendale's political career hangs in the balance. The self-described school bully is facing allegations of terrorising a former flatmate.
We've stood Sam down, and what that means is that he won't be participating in our caucus.
On Monday, the news website Stuff revealed Sam Uffendale was expelled from Auckland's King's College after beating a younger student in his dorm late at night. Mr. Uffendale admitted the incident shortly after news broke and described it as the stupidest thing he'd ever done.
It was the end of the year, end of my fifth form, and we ran into the third former's dorm, raided them with three other students, and I punched a student in there numerous times in the arm and the body. And
Mr. Uffendale said the attack was by far the worst he'd ever been involved in, but went on to describe himself as being a bit of a thug at school and said he'd hurt other students, both physically and mentally.
Look, I mean, I might have tackled a few people or punched a few people, you know, like as I said, I was a bully at school, and I'm not proud of that at all. And
Mr. Uffendale told reporters he'd matured in the years since and worked hard to be a better person. He said after 2 decades, he reached out to the victim in July last year to apologise. 9 months later, he put his hand up to represent National in the Tauranga by-election. He was adamant the timing of his apology had no link to his political aspirations.
I've reflected on this over the years, and when we got back to New Zealand, then, you know, I wanted to atone for this. It had a significant bearing on my life and changed the direction of it a fair bit. And obviously it had an emotional and physical impact on that person as well. And it's part of being a mature adult, you know, able to empathise now, and like I wish I wasn't very good at as a child, or as a teenager. I wanted to reach out and apologise, and it was a genuine apology.
The victim told Stuff Mr. Uffendale did not mention his political intentions when he apologised, and they felt sick when they saw he was running for Parliament.
The National Party has chosen a financial crime-fighting boss to replace Simon Bridges and contest the Tauranga by-election in June. Sam Uffendale was selected in a closed-door meeting this afternoon.
Mr. Uffendale was chosen from 4 candidates to contest the seat for National at the start of May. The by-election was seen as his to lose. The electorate is a National stronghold.
You know, I'm going to work really hard for the people of Tauranga to build better roads, you know, tackle crime and gangs, and to ease the cost of living crisis. So my message for folks here, please get out and vote Sam Uffendale.
More than 20 National MPs visited Tauranga in the lead up to the by-election to support Mr. Uffendale's campaign. National MP Mark Mitchell was keen to highlight Mr. Uffendale as proof the party's candidate selection processes had improved.
I think you're going to see a very impressive lineup of candidates in the general election next year, and I think that when you see the quality of Sam, it's a clear indication of the quality of candidates that we're going to have next year for the general election.
Mr. Uffendale comfortably won the Tauranga seat on election night, securing more than 11,000 votes.
To the people of Tauranga that voted for me, and those that didn't vote for me, you know, I'm here for you and I'm going to deliver for you. Hey everyone, thank you for coming out here this morning. As you would have seen over the past 24 hours.
7 weeks later, on Tuesday, Mr. Uffendale returned to Parliament, where he faced more questions about the King's College incident. But the focus soon shifted to National's leader, Christopher Luxon.
When you think about this place of Parliament and 120 MPs in it, I think it wouldn't be very full if we all had perfect pass as a result. And so he has my backing and he has my support.
Mr. Luxon revealed he first learned of the assault just hours before the public, despite Mr. Uffendale declaring it to the party when he put his hand up to represent National at the by-election.
I was very open in pre-selection around what I had to declare. And I like give a full verbal, written and verbal statement on this issue.
Mr Luxon said that statement was then passed on to the party's candidate selection panel.
Which then led to what we call just deep reference checks, and from all aspects of Sam's life, and really quite deep, as well as obviously independent third party references of checking as well. And so that worked well, and the assessment was, hey, listen, no, Sam is a changed individual from the 16-year-old we saw 22 years ago. And he is a good candidate, and he's a high integrity person, and he's of good character. And so that I think did work well, because at least, you know, the discussion was had, there was deep exploration of the issue.
But details of the assault were never shared beyond the panel, so the party leader, National's 60 regional delegates who ultimately chose Mr Uffendale to represent National in the by-election, were never told. What's more, voters in Tauranga who elected Mr Uffendale were also left in the dark.
The thing that could have been different, frankly, is that I should have been informed rather than finding out yesterday. The second thing is that the delegates ultimately should have been informed. And most importantly, I think the voters in Tauranga should have been informed so they can form their own judgment and should have had that information in the campaign.
It later transpired senior National MP Todd McClay, who was National's campaign chair for the by-election and a member of the selection panel, did try to inform Mr Luxon.
Absolutely. Todd McClay did an outstanding job as campaign chair. And what I'd say to you is Todd McClay's done nothing wrong, because he did in fact inform my staff, but my staff did not pass that through to me.
So yes.
And that is regrettable, and I get that, you know, that's difficult, but I can tell you Todd didn't do anything wrong.
National's new president, Sylvia Wood, suggested the party's rules are to blame for the information not getting to Mr Luxon. Ms Wood, who was elected last weekend at the party's annual conference, made little comment this week, avoiding questions when approached by TVNZ.
Hi Sylvia.
Hello. Did you know you were part of the selection process for Sam Uffendale, weren't you? Did you make a mistake by not informing the leaders about that?
But in a short statement to RNZ, Ms Wood said the party's rules require the candidate selection process be confidential. Participants sign an undertaking, nothing discussed during it is shared. It's now clear, she said, that process could be improved.
RNZ News at 11. Good evening. Kia ora tātou. The National MP, Sam Uffendale, has been stood down from the party's caucus.
On Tuesday night, RNZ approached the National Leader's office with further allegations of bullying against Mr Uffendale. A woman who flattered with the Tauranga MP at university in the early 2000s claimed he was an aggressive bully who once pounded on her bedroom door screaming obscenities until she fled through her window. Mr Luxon said he was taking the claims extremely seriously and called in Maria Dew QC to investigate. The former flatmate and her father spoke to Morning Report's Corin Dan the next morning.
I met Sam at university, my first year of university at Otago. We were in the same hall of residence and became part of the same friends group there, and ended up going flatting with him. There was him and four others in our second year of university.
And your experience flatting with him was something that worried you. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it was definitely a traumatising event. Obviously, the freedom of being out of the hall of residence without, you know, the rules and authority to answer to there went to his head, and it was, you know, excessive drinking and drugs, and which resulted in a lot of damage to the flat physically, and then also bullying, verbal, emotional bullying to myself, to the point where it all kind of culminated one evening where I was locked in my bedroom because I feared for my safety, and he was smashing on my door and yelling obscenities and basically telling me to get out and hit the road, fatty, and swearing. And I ended up climbing out of my bedroom window and running to a friend's house to stay the night because I feared for my safety. I was scared.
If I bring your father in now. She called you to come and get her the next day, and you spoke to Sam Uffendale, is that right?
That's right. My daughter rang me, rang my wife and I. She was seriously upset and traumatised. I went to Dunedin the next day to help her get out of the flat immediately, and I spoke to Mr. Uffendale and his other flatmates at the time. The flat itself was completely trashed. There wasn't a stick of furniture left. There was no crockery left. There were no handles left on anything. It had all been broken. And I gave the three of them a very serious peace of mind. But my daughter wasn't in any position to deal with this in a legal way. And we just took her out. She just went out of there and went into another place and set about recovering from this.
Mr. Uffendale denied he engaged in behaviour that was intimidatory or bullying, but admitted there had been a falling out between flatmates. The investigation into the claims is expected to take 2 weeks. Mr. Luxon said he will make a decision about the Tauranga MP's future once he's read its findings.
Very serious allegations. I want to have a dispassionate, independent investigation. There are two sides to this story and this allegation. And at the end of it, I'll take those findings and I'll make a decision.
At the end of the parliamentary week, Mr. Uffendale's political future was not certain. RNZ's political editor Jane Patterson explained what options Mr. Luxon would have to consider once the investigation is completed.
The problem now for National is if they do find that Sam Uffendale has lost the confidence that he can't stay in the caucus, then they're left with decisions about what to do. They could try to push him out. He could become an independent MP and see out the rest of the term, depending on his appetite for staying around. He could leave and then prompt another by-election in Tauranga, or he could put up a fight. But I think really another interesting aspect of this is it's so new. I mean, the by-election was 18th of June. He only gave his maiden speech and was sworn in last week. So there's not a lot of party history here with him as well.
The situation raised fresh questions about National's culture, candidate selection rules, and whether they're fit for purpose. Mr. Luxon was asked by RNZ's Guyon Espiner if the party still had a culture problem.
Yeah, we lay down pretty clear expectations of what we expect from candidates and my MPs, and we're very clear about that. And in this case, as you saw with the King's College bullying.
No. We're not going to go all through that, mate. You put your talking points down. I want to talk about culture in the National Party, right? Do you remember these MPs? Andrew Falloon?
Yes, I do, Guy, and I know what you're talking about.
Hamish Walker?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Jake Bazant?
Yes.
Aaron Gilmore?
Didn't know him personally, yep.
Jamie Lee Ross?
Yes, I know what you're talking about, Guy.
Todd Barclay?
Yes.
So you've got an issue here, haven't you?
Well, what I'm saying to you is we're working hard on making sure that we have really good candidate selection processes. And Sylvia Wood and I have worked hard on that over this period of time. We've got much more rigorous vetting and referencing processes, but we're also reliant on candidates to be really transparent about their past.
Mr. Luxon did not try to hide his frustration at what transpired this week. After a successful annual conference last weekend and a political poll showing National and ACT could form a government, another candidate selection blunder was the last thing the party wanted.
It's been immensely frustrating as a distraction, but it's important that it's fronted and it's important that we confront it. And the reality is we are doing exactly that.
National was not the only political party forced to confront allegations of bullying this week. On Thursday evening, a Labour backbencher went rogue and launched an extraordinary broadside at his own party, the Prime Minister's office and Parliament, decrying rampant bullying. Gaurav Sharma, the MP for Hamilton West, made the explosive claims in a piece published in the New Zealand Herald. He accused the Parliamentary Service of stonewalling and ghosting MPs, and he said Labour's whips, the MPs in charge of discipline, gaslight and victimise complainants. Dr. Sharma told News Talk ZB on Thursday night he was not a bully.
Who is the bully?
Well, we'll find out.
Labour whip Duncan Webb soon confirmed he had been working with the Parliamentary Service and Dr. Sharma to address employment matters in his office. On Friday morning, Mr. Webb shared a hiring pause had been placed on Dr. Sharma's office earlier this year. The Parliamentary Service planned to provide the MP further support before it was lifted. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Dr. Sharma was offered coaching and mentoring to help him manage others.
Obviously, that has given rise to some issues from Gaurav's perspective.
Ms. Ardern said Dr. Sharma had tried to find an alternative solution through the Prime Minister's office and the Labour whip, as he didn't welcome the Parliamentary Service's approach. Ms. Ardern rejected the allegations of bullying.
From what I can observe, I've seen no evidence of what has been framed as bullying, but rather attempts to create a constructive, long-term solution to this problem.
Ms. Ardern said Dr. Sharma was still a valued member of Labour's caucus and her primary concern was his well-being. She said she would address the way Dr. Sharma raised the employment issues in the media with him at a later stage. Dr. Sharma did not respond to RNZ's requests for comment. That's Focus on Politics. I'm Katie Scotcher. Thanks for joining us. Mā tūā.